Rice Chex and Wheat Chex, the bite-sized cereals in the red and white checkerboard packages, present Space Patrol! High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol! In today's transcribed adventure, Buzz and Happy are climbing a steep mountain on the planet Venus in pursuit of a criminal.
We're on his trail, all right, Commander. See? There's where he dug a foothold.
Yeah, watch your step, Happy. It's a 2,000-foot drop if you slip.
I think I'd better rest a minute, sir. I'm getting dizzy. Everything's getting dark.
I noticed the same thing, but it's not dizziness. My head's perfectly clear.
Hey, look at the sun. I can hardly see it. It must be an eclipse.
Venus doesn't have a moon. There can't be an eclipse.
Smoke on rockets. It's pitch dark.
This is Vulcan's work. It's got the blackout beam on us. If we try to move another inch in this darkness, we'll drop into the chasm.
We'll return in just a moment with today's exciting Space Patrol adventure, The Serpent of Saturn. Here he comes, gang. Here he comes, the fastest boy on roller skates in the neighborhood. Get up and go, and look at him go. Wow! Now, there's a space patroller who really has it. He just got up from a good, nourishing breakfast. Just finished off a big bowl of Rice Chex with plenty of milk and sugar. He's packed full of action energy, the kind of action energy that'll help to make you a whizzer on rollers and help make you so alert that you can come up with the right answers in your classroom. Yes, sir, space patrollers, you start off any day ready for action when you eat a whopping good breakfast with Rice Chex. Because Rice Chex is tops for get up and go. Tops for taste, too. A delicious triple-toasted shredded rice treat that's good with milk or cream and super good with fruit. And tops for size because it's bite size, the just right size for easy eating. So, gang, try Rice Chex yourself. And try Wheat Chex, that wonderful, wonderful whole wheat cereal. Rich in energy, swell tasting, and bite size. So don't forget Chex, rice, or wheat. It's tops three ways. For taste, for size, for get up and go. Look for them in the red and white checkerboard packages with the picture of Commander Corey or Cadet Happy on the front and the neat free Space Patrol trading card inside. Rice Chex, Wheat Chex. And now, today's Space Patrol adventure, The Serpent of Saturn. Ordinarily, the appearance of the monthly Space Patrol bulletin is a routine event. It causes no excitement, except perhaps among the officers and men of the publication section who are charged with the responsibility of preparing this official monthly report on Space Patrol activities. But this time, there is considerable interest in the document by every level of command. In his central office at Space Patrol headquarters on Terra, Commander Corey frowns and shakes his head as he examines a copy of the bulletin. Cadet Happy, returning from an errand in another part of headquarters, fails to notice the commander's unusually serious manner.
Gee, Commander, everybody's sure studious all of a sudden. All over headquarters, people are reading the bulletin, even the file clerks. I guess the editor's added a page of jokes.
There's certainly nothing funny in this issue of the bulletin, Happy.
Sorry, sir.
Especially in the Secretary General's notes in the margin of this copy.
Something wrong?
Plenty.
Those robberies, is that it?
Partly, but it's more than that. Do you realize that in the past 10 days, there have been 23 cases of assaults against space patrollers, and all apparently without reason?
Well, I heard about a couple of them, sir. One on Venus and another one on Pluto.
Well, if we hadn't been so busy on Neptune the past week, I'd have alerted our men to take special precautions. Now, take a look at this breakdown here in the bulletin.
All over the solar system. Lowell City, Jupiter City, the Lunar Fleet Base.
And in every case, our men were the victims of unprovoked assaults. Jumped from ambush, beaten.
But why?
Well, I think it's part of a carefully organized attempt to demoralize the space patrol.
What, you mean some sort of a gang is behind it, Commander?
Yes. Looking at each incident individually, one might think that a group of hoodlums just decided to gang up on a space patroller. When you put them all together, a rather interesting coincidence shows up. You notice whenever a beating occurred, a robbery followed within a day or two in the same locality.
Oh, then you think the gang behind the robberies is also behind the beatings.
That's about the size of it, Happy. Apparently, the plan is this, to try to get our agents concerned about their own personal safety and reduce their efficiency.
Well, if it keeps on like this, it might work.
We're not going to let it.